On the actual date, we did not have enough time to hear from other devotees in the next generation. And so we thought today we would give them a chance to speak and ourselves a chance to hear their realizations. To begin, I will read a verse from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 2, Prayers by the Demigods, Text 31. Please repeat after me. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Swayam.
Swayam.
The rope will was Shishirada Madan Mohan Ki Jai. Shri Gauranga Mahaprabhu Ki Jai. So I'll recite the Sanskrit and then we'll recite the synonyms responsively. Swayam samutir yasudustaram dyumam bhavarnavam bhimamadabrasorida bhavatpadam boruhanavamatrate nidayayata sadanugraho bhavan. Swayam samutir yasudustaram dyumam bhavarnavam bhimamadabrasorida bhavat padam boruhanavamatrate nidayayata sadanugraho bhavan. Swayam.
Swayam.
Personally.
Personally.
Samutirya.
Samutirya.
Perfectly crossing.
Perfectly crossing.
Sudustaram,
sudustaram,
which is very difficult to cross.
Which is very difficult to cross.
Dyuman,
dyuman,
O Lord,
O Lord,
who appear exactly like the sun,
who appear exactly like the sun,
illuminating the darkness of this world of ignorance.
Illuminating the darkness of this world of ignorance.
Bhava Arnavam,
Bhava Arnavam,
the ocean of nescience.
Ocean of nescience.
Bhimam,
Bhimam,
which is extremely fierce.
Which is extremely fierce.
Adabrasorida,
Adabrasorida.
Devotees who are incessantly friendly to the fallen souls. Bhavat pada amboruha.
Bhavat pada amboruha.
Your lotus feet.
Your lotus feet.
Navam.
Navam.
The boat for crossing. Atra,
atra,
in this world.
In this world.
Te,
te,
they,
they,
the Vaishnavas.
The Vaishnavas.
Nidaya.
Nidaya.
Leaving behind.
Leaving behind.
Yata.
Yata.
Onto the ultimate destination.
Onto the ultimate destination.
Vaikuntha.
Vaikuntha.
Oops. that was part of the synonyms. Onto the ultimate destination, Vaikuntha.
Onto the ultimate destination,
Vaikuntha. Sad anugraha. Who are always kind and merciful to the devotees.
Who are always kind and merciful to the devotees.
Bhavan.
Bhavan.
You.
You.
Translation. O Lord, who resemble the shining sun, you are always ready to fulfill the desire of your devotee. And therefore you are known as a desire tree. Vanchakalpataru. When acharyas completely take shelter under your lotus feet, in order to cross the fierce ocean of nations, they leave behind on earth the method by which they cross. And because you are very merciful to your other devotees, you accept this method to help them. Please repeat. O Lord, who resemble the shining sun.
O Lord, who resemble the shining sun.
You are always ready to fulfill the desire of your devotee.
You are always ready to fulfill the desire of your devotee.
And therefore you are known as a desire tree.
And therefore you are known as a desire tree.
Vanchakalpataru.
Vanchakalpataru.
When acharyas completely take shelter, under your lotus feet,
in order to cross the fierce ocean of
nations,
they leave behind on earth
the method by which they cross. And because you are very merciful to your other devotees,
and because you are very merciful to your other devotees,
you accept this method to help them.
You accept this method to help them.
Vaisheshika, do we continue the musical accompaniment? Purport by Srila Prabhupada. This statement reveals how the merciful acharyas and the merciful Supreme Personality of Godhead together help the serious devotee who wants to return home back to Godhead. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in his teachings to Rupa Goswami, said, Brahmanda Brahmite Kona Bhagyavana Jiva Guru Krishna Prasade Paya Bhakti Latta Bija. Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Lila 19.151. One can achieve the seed of Bhakti Latta, devotional service, by the mercy of Guru and Krishna. The duty of the Guru is to find the means, according to the time, the circumstances, and the candidate, by which one can be induced to render devotional service, which Krishna accepts from a candidate who wants to be successful in going back home, back to Godhead. After wandering throughout the universe, a fortunate person within this material world seeks shelter of such a guru or acharya who trains the devotee in the suitable ways to render service according to the circumstances, so that the Supreme Personality of Godhead will accept the service. This makes it easier for the candidate to reach the ultimate destination. The Acharya's duty, therefore, is to find the means by which devotees may render service according to references from Shastra. Rupa Goswami, for example, in order to help subsequent devotees, published such devotional books as Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Thus, it is the duty of the Acharya to publish books that will help future candidates take up the method of service and become eligible to return home back to Godhead by the mercy of the Lord. In our Krishna consciousness movement, this same path is being prescribed and followed. Thus, the devotees have been advised to refrain from 4 sinful activities: illicit sex, intoxication, meat eating, and gambling, and to chant 16 rounds a day. These are bona fide instructions. Because in the Western countries constant chanting is not possible, one should not artificially imitate Haridas Thakur, but should follow this method. Krishna will accept a devotee who strictly follows the regulative principles and the method prescribed in the various books and literatures published by the authorities. The Acharya gives the suitable method for crossing the ocean of nations by accepting the boat of the Lord's lotus feet. And if this method is strictly followed, the followers will ultimately reach the destination by the grace of the Lord. This method is called Acharya Sampradaya. It is therefore said, Sampradaya Vihina Ye Mantraste Nishpala Mataha, Padma Purana. The Acharya Sampradaya is strictly bona fide. Therefore, one must accept the Acharya Sampradaya. Otherwise, one's endeavor will be futile. Srila Narottam Das Thakur therefore sings, Tandera Charana Sevi Bhakta Sane Vasa Janame Janame Hai E Abhilasa. One must worship the lotus feet of the Acharya and live within the society of devotees. Then one's endeavor to cross over nations will surely be successful. Translation again. O Lord, who resemble the shining sun, you are always ready to fulfill the desire of your devotee, and therefore you are known as a desire tree, Panchakalpataru. When acharyas completely take shelter under your lotus feet, in order to cross the fierce ocean of nations, they leave behind on earth the method by which they cross. And because you are very merciful to your other devotees, You accept this method to help them. This verse is a prayer by the demigods to Krishna within the womb. And the verse explains how Krishna and the merciful spiritual master cooperate to deliver the conditioned soul back home, back to Godhead. The material world is compared to a fierce ocean. And in order to cross the ocean, we require a sturdy boat. And that boat is the shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord. And that shelter is achieved by a method. And that method is described in books that are left behind by the acharyas. So the acharyas accept the boat of the lotus feet of the Lord to cross the ocean of nations, but they also leave behind the same boat for us, so we can also cross the ocean of nations. Now, when I first joined the temple in Boston, the devotees told me that Srila Prabhupada had said that the spiritual master is the representative of Krishna, and that just as the representative of a company may enter into an agreement on behalf of the company, and even if the proprietor of the company does not like the agreement, he will have to honor the agreement because his representative signed on behalf of the company. So at first I was surprised, because I understood in a very simplistic way that whatever Srila Prabhupada did was dictated by Krishna. So how could he do anything that Krishna would not approve? But later I understood that Krishna is an individual, and every living entity is individual. And even the representative of Krishna, or the spiritual master, is also individual. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur has discussed in his Madhurya Kadambini what is the cause of a person's receiving bhakti, or accepting the process of devotional service. And he says that one explanation could be the mercy of the Lord. But then he says that if that were the case, then the Lord would not be impartial. equal to all. And he must be equal to all because he is the supreme father of every living entity. So he must love every living entity equally. Then he says, the next explanation could be the mercy of the devotee. But there too, one could argue that the devotee also should be equal to all. But then he explains that if we examine the quality of the preacher, we find that he makes distinctions. Prema, Maitri, Krip, Upeksha. That he gives his love to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He makes friends with other devotees. He gives mercy to the innocent, and he neglects the envious. So that function of giving mercy is the function of the preacher. But it is not done without discrimination. It is given specifically to the innocent. And then, when the devotee gives his mercy, the Lord gives his mercy. Brahmanda Brahmite Kona Bhagyavana Jeev Guru Krishna Prasadi Pai Bhakti Lata Bij. First the Guru gives mercy, then Krishna gives mercy, and the candidate receives the seed of devotional service. Then Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says that, well, Krishna then is being partial to his devotee. Because if his devotee wants to give mercy, then Krishna gives his mercy. That means Krishna is partial to his devotee. But Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says that Krishna's partiality to his devotees is not a fault, doshanam, but it is the most glorious quality of Krishna, bhushanam. So this verse explains how the spiritual master gives mercy to the candidate, and Krishna's mercy follows. And specifically we think of Srila Prabhupada, because he's our spiritual master and foundational Shiksha Guru, and we are observing his Vyasa Puja. And although the Acharya leaves the disciples the same method by which he has crossed, and the previous Acharyas have crossed, he also makes adjustments according to time, circumstance, and candidate. And we find in the case of Srila Prabhupada that he gave us, as he says, bona fide instructions to follow the four regulative principles and chant at least 16 rounds daily. Now, there is a tradition that devotees of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu should chant at least 64 rounds per day. That tradition is traced back to an incident in which Lord Chaitanya Prabhu instructed his devotees that he would not accept prasad at the home of anyone who was not a, we'll say, lakshapati. Lakshapati means one who has 100,000, usually rupees. You know, lakhpati, crorepati. So this was very surprising. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is the crest jewel of all renunciates, is saying that he will accept prasad only from a lakhpati. And then he explained that he meant that he will accept prasad only by someone who chants 1 lakh names daily. 100,000 names or 64 rounds. So that is how that tradition began. Now, hearing about the requirements let's not make it complicated. We had heard different things about Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur's requirements as we gathered from various of his followers. Sometimes we heard 4 rounds minimum, sometimes we heard 16 rounds minimum, sometimes we heard 64 rounds minimum. And on further investigation, we found that he had 3 standards. If you had very little service to do, you were required to chant 64 rounds. Or it could be said that your main service was to chant japa. If you had a moderate amount of service, you were required to chant 16 rounds minimum. And if you had too much service, you were required to chant 4 rounds minimum. Now, in ISKCON, Srila Prabhupada did not think it appropriate, and I agree completely. I mean, not just because it's Srila Prabhupada, but it's also common sense, that you can only have 1 standard. Otherwise, the tendency will be, I have a lot of service. I have so much service. Give me a break. I'm just going to chant 4 rounds. So he gave that standard of 16 rounds minimum. And he further clarified that 16 is the minimum. On one morning walk on Juhu Beach, Lokanath Swami asked Srila Prabhupada, why have you prescribed 16 rounds? And Srila Prabhupada said, I have not prescribed 16 rounds. 16 rounds minimum. So then Lokanath Swami said, well, there are some devotees who are fixing a different number of minimum rounds. Is that all right? And Srila Prabhupada said, yes. They can fix a different number greater than 16. But not less than 16. And he said that is wanted. So then, you know, the discussion went on that, well, you know, how do we know that we're not imitating Haridas Thakur? And Srila Prabhupada said, imitation is not bad. If you want to imitate Haridas Thakur and chant the holy name more, that is not bad. And then one of the other devotees, who was a manager, said, well, what if there's service to be done and the devotee refuses because he has to chant extra rounds? And Prabhupada said, that is not good. Oh, there's some service for me? No, I'm busy imitating Haridas Thakur. So it's a matter of balance, and what constitutes a proper or appropriate balance at a particular time may vary according to the situation. But the 16 rounds is fixed, and the four regulative principles are fixed. And as Srila Prabhupada says, these are bona fide instructions. And that the acharya adjusts the methods according to time, circumstance, and candidate. And that Krishna, out of affection for his devotee, for the spiritual master, he accepts the method. And he also accepts that same example of the representative of the company. He also accepts the person whom the spiritual master has accepted. So this is a very simple process. Of course, as Srila Prabhupada said, simple for the simple and difficult for the crooked. But it is a very simple process, and we simply have to follow. And this tendency of Krishna, out of affection for his devotee, to uphold the word of his devotee, was demonstrated in several instances. One famous one was when Duryodhana challenged Bhishma Dev that you are not fighting to your full capacity because you are partial to the Pandavas. And that was a challenge. That was a challenge. And then Bhishma Dev said that in tomorrow's fighting, I will act in such a way that either I will kill Arjuna or Krishna will be forced to break his own promise not to take up weapons in the battle. And he did it. He fought in such a ferocious way that Arjuna was actually in difficulty. And then Krishna picked up a broken chariot wheel and as like a weapon and rushed towards Grandfather Bhishma. And the purport is that Krishna did not want his devotees' promise to be broken. Although Krishna is very truthful and the reservoir of Dharma, but still he would rather break his own promise than allow his devotees' promise to be broken. And that is the explanation why Krishna tells Arjuna, Kaunteya pratijani hiname bhakta pranashyati. My dear Arjuna, declare it boldly that my devotee will never be vanquished. Because on occasion, so why did Krishna ask Arjuna to declare it? Why didn't he declare it himself? And the answer is that on occasion, for the sake of his devotee's word, Krishna may break his own word, but he will never allow his devotee's word to be broken. So Srila Prabhupada has given us his word that if we just chant 16 rounds and follow the four regulative principles, we won't make it complicated, but I have heard that he said that plus, do your best to spread Krishna consciousness all over the world, that you will go back home, back to Godhead. And because Srila Prabhupada has made that promise to us, Krishna will uphold that promise. And so we can have full faith in Srila Prabhupada's statement. But that instruction to chant 16 rounds and follow the four regulative principles is not as easy as it might seem. And at the end of the purport, Srila Prabhupada gives a very important instruction that makes following the other instructions feasible. He quotes Narottam Das Thakur, Tandera Charana Sevi Bhakta Sane Vas Janame Janame Hai E Abhilas. And he says, one must worship the lotus feet of the Acharya and live within the society of devotees. Then one's endeavor to cross over nations will surely be successful. We need the association of devotees. We need the association of the other members of the society. That will give us the strength and encouragement and support we need to maintain even this simple or apparently simple process of chanting 16 rounds and following the four regulative principles. So we are blessed by the combined mercy of the spiritual master and Krishna. And the spiritual master's mercy first, and followed by Krishna's mercy. I had a personal experience in the days I first met Srila Prabhupada. The Boston Temple was a storefront. Physically, it was a storefront, and it had maybe 10 or 12 devotees. And you might be surprised, but in those days, Mangalarti was at 6 in the morning. But we had no facility. We had a lot to do before 6 in the morning. And one of the things we had to do was go out in the neighborhood in the early morning and find flowers to offer. There were so few devotees. The standard then was that if you just had first initiation, you could do some deity worship. So anyway, the devotees encouraged me. I think it was after about 3 months. After about 3 months in the temple, the devotees encouraged me, you should write Srila Prabhupada and ask for initiation. So I did. And in Srila Prabhupada's letter, and now I'm coming to the significant point, in Srila Prabhupada's letter he wrote, I'm glad to note that you have relished at least some of the bliss of Krishna consciousness. And I marked it in case you don't know, my first association with the devotees came when Srila Prabhupada was in Boston. He actually gave a lecture at my university, and then I started to go to the temple. And so he said something like, I marked it in your presence, and I prayed to Krishna that this soul may become aware of the importance of Krishna consciousness. In other words, Srila Prabhupada prayed for me, prayed to Krishna for me to make me appreciate the value of Krishna consciousness. And then I realized that actually it was just Srila Prabhupada's mercy. He prayed to Krishna, and because of the intimate relationship between Srila Prabhupada and Krishna, Krishna did it. He made me appreciate the value of Krishna consciousness. So this is how it works. You may be aware of the pastime in which the Kaliya Nag polluted the Yamuna with poison, and then Krishna danced on the heads of Kaliya. And then the wives of Kaliya, the Nagapatnis, they prayed to Krishna for their husband. Kaliya, of course it's true, when Kaliya was being beaten down by the lotus feet of Krishna, he began to give up his some of his demonic defiance and determination. So it wasn't without some slight indication that Kaliya could change. It was after the Nagapatni saw that there was some change in Kaliya. And then they came forward and they prayed to Krishna. And because they prayed to Krishna, Krishna gave his mercy to Kaliya. So Prabhupada prayed for me and Krishna gave his mercy in the form of inspiring me to accept Krishna consciousness. So from beginning to end, we are dependent on mercy. But we must be receptive to the mercy. In other words, we must be in the category of innocent, malisheshu, innocent, not envious. And Kaliya was so envious, he breathed envy. But somehow being beaten down by Krishna's mercy, he gave up his envy, at least enough of his envy that he could accept the mercy of Krishna, which followed the prayers of Krishna's devotees. So all of us here are here by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada. And we are following the method that he has left behind in his books, which convey to us the essence of the teachings of the previous acharyas and are explained to us and presented to us in a way that we can follow. And not just that we can follow, but that Krishna will accept our service. And there are many details, and we should read all the books and learn all the details, but the essence is to chant 16 rounds, follow the four regulative principles, and do our best to spread the Krishna consciousness movement all over the world. And we're here because of that mercy. You all have received at least some of that mercy. And so now we would like to hear from you your experiences of this mercy and your realizations of accepting the method of devotional service that Srila Prabhupada left, the method for taking shelter of the lotus feet of Krishna and crossing the fierce ocean of nations. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.